Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for Friday, January the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We love the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. That is one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you know, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled Friday. And we're taking Americans' hearts and minds and doing our very best to educate them. And we're taking America back one heart and mind at a time on this fantastic, faith-filled Friday. Our next special guest, Mr. Stan Ellsworth. And if you don't know who Stan is, he's the Harley Riding star of the BYU TV show American Ride. He's also been in a movie about miracles with Linnea Miner. He's a national public speaker, writer, commentator, been a talk show host and more. And now he's on Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Sam. Thank you very much.
Hopefully that introduction was adequate.
Good morning. Oh, I enjoyed that, man. That first intro, that when you came back in after the news, that was damn near poetic.
No, there you go, man. I've been at it for a long time.
No, I love that, baby.
So let me tell you this. You had a bout with the COVID. I know people are wondering about how you're doing.
Oh, hey, I'm kind of a long-haul guy. If you know what that is, it's some people get it and it passes through pretty quick. Some people get it and it's a little severe. And some people get it and it sits on their shoulders like a frickin' vulture. And, you know, they're circling around me, man. When I went in the hospital, they told me I had like less than 10% chance of surviving, which was not good news for my wife. But as we joke, apparently nothing kills me. You know, God doesn't, what is it that they say? God doesn't want you and the devil's scared to death. So here you are.
Well, and what really happens is it means that the Lord has more work for you to do, sir.
Well, that's a polite way to say it, and it would be, I think, self-serving for me to say it, but thank you very much.
The big deal, though, is you got really beat up by it. You almost died. I don't want to spend time on that, but I do want to spend time on the liberty aspect of this. A lot of people say, you know, Sam, you're just, when you don't want to lock down society and when you don't want to force everybody to do everything, you just don't get how bad it is. I had an Indian sister pass away from the COVID, so I do know that it's a personal thing, and I don't mean to make light of it in any way. But we don't want to put our freedom on this altar, right?
I don't think freedom is on the altar. I think, again, we live in a time where there's two very vociferous sides that want to make every issue political, and a lot of them aren't. And they use hyperbole to scare the hell out of folks. And really, we need to calm the rhetoric down, you know, because it's just not that way. Fear is not an American value. Common sense is an American value. So, I mean, I see guys driving along in their car with their masks on, and I think, now that's ridiculous. There's only you there. I mean, you know, if you're in a situation where there's lots of people around and you can't get distance, I mean, look, I've been in situations in my life that caused me to need a little distance. Don't like, you know, the claustrophobia, the too crowded of a room. So I'd rather just stand on the corner and watch. But, you know, the same thing with this whole deal. If you can't get distance, then get a mask. Don't. It's to protect you. It's not really to protect others. You're not doing that. But it's helping you. Your choice completely. know,
that's the point I want to get at is choice versus force. You know, this mandating of everything. Look, if you promote an appropriate campaign about something using public service announcements and everything else to say, listen, washing your hands, great idea. You got to do it. I don't know why you weren't told that by your mama in the first place, for crying out
loud.
Exactly. But
right.
Hey, and you know, wear a mask when you're near people. Do the social distancing. None of those things are harmful. You know what? The vaccines are available for those who want to take them. There is such thing as herd immunity, but at the same time, we don't want to use force. We do want to use common sense and guidance and love unfeigned and patience and help people get there to the right thing. And some mm-hmm. people will and won't. And this is America. And, you know, if you want to go there, I'm in 100% support. The mandates are the problem that I'm starting to have, because what they want to do is they want to force me to take a vaccine. They want to force me to basically be on record with contact tracing everywhere.
Look at the folks that are, oh, we've got to mandate it. The same people that have run their cities into the dirt. You know, you're going to mandate everybody do everything. How did that gun control thing work for you there, Rom? Same idea, man.
Well, there you go.
You know, don't mandates don't work. Invitation works. Common sense works. So it's like you said, man, explain it to the people. Let them weigh the issue out in their mind. And by and large, the better majority of them are going to say, I see the reason. I believe that this is the right thing to do. You know, I'm still concerned about 1913. You know, when in the heck did people get to vote for senators? That should be a state appointment. How is it there's this how is there an income tax? Well, in 1913, we created the Fed. And, you know, and anytime we step to that socialist side, we find ourselves, you know, stuck in a bit of a quagmire. And mandates are part of a quagmire. Is that part of your five-year plan there, Joseph Stalin? Let's let that go, baby. Invite people to take advantage of the common sense of the issue.
All right. What do you think is going to be the history for Trump? Do you think he's going to start a media thing? Do you think he's going to do you think he'll play a role to help us?
You know, I don't think that Donald Trump's going to walk away from the opportunity to say. And really, my feeling about what happened yesterday, I don't know if it's interesting to you guys or not, but I think there's alternative forces at work that, you know, number one, want to destabilize the United States, and number two, sought a way to, you know, damage this president's legacy so that he couldn't Grover Cleveland them. You know, because right now, Grover Cleveland's the only guy with non-consecutive administrations. And Donald Trump could have done that. He could have come back in 2024. But with, you know, the rhetoric and the vitriol that's being spoken of him now, I don't know that that's a possibility. So I'm putting my weight behind Dan Crenshaw. Let's go, Dan.
All right. Unless we can literally expose the secret combinations and let people know about the evidence mounting regarding a false flag that took place Wednesday, 2 days ago, at the U.S. Capitol. Hey, were there bad guys there? Yes. Did they do wrong? Yes. Should they be prosecuted to the full extent of the law? Without a doubt. But that doesn't change that most people are patriotic, and most people believe in God, family, and country, and most people, well, the country song says people are good.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think most of the people that were there were patriots. They were people that felt that they'd been called and activated by their Congress to show up and, you know, be heard in the, you know, people have the right to peaceful assembly and protest. And so there they are. They're going to stand outside the Capitol building and let their representation know America's watching. Now, then there's all it takes is a few guys, and you get a few of these anarchists. Doesn't matter if they're, you know, gearing up the Antifa squad or gearing up the, you know, the pro-Trump people. Anytime there's people with, you know, a whole lot of emotion going, it's real easy to light the fuse. And then all of a sudden, you know, Katie barred the door. Things are going haywire. And there's probably only 10, 12 guys there that were, you know, hell-bent on anarchy. And they did it. And now, you know, the chicken liver, I'll tell you what, you'll never make chicken salad out of Congress. All these guys are ducking for cover. Oh, well, I'm abandoning Trump, and you said it. You know, it's rats leaving the ship. I'm crawling down the rope, man. I'm out of here. Donald Trump's sinking. Sinking fast.
I think we should be defending Donald Trump on the principles that he stood on.
Look at what the man did. He brought America's economy to a point it's never been before. You can't change that. Okay, and then the Chinese lab exploded and, you know, the world went bat crap crazy.
Now, the other interesting thing is President Trump, not only did he stand and make one of the greatest economies ever known, but he also brought Americans together based on, you know what, we're not here to say America first at the expense of other nations. We are here to say make America great, and let's let other countries become great as well.
Absolutely
by following our
right.
example, right?
Correct. And that's what we've done since the beginning. You know, we didn't export revolution. We exported liberty. Here's the template. Build it the way you can. You know, we aren't telling everybody you got to follow our Constitution to the letter. We're saying this is how it works for us.
And we're saying, hey, if you want to know how it works for you, we're willing to help teach you in every way possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but look, you know, what is it? I hear Sean Hannity say, doubt not, fear not, be not troubled, neither be afraid. The Lord's still in his heaven, and the foundations of Republic are still what they were. And they're solid and true. They're unshakable. So, you know, hold fast to those things. Don't let the rhetoric of right or left turn your head from the consistency of the Republic. And I'm not saying moderate your feeling. Be strong in your opinion. Be steadfast in your passions for America.
But don't back people, back principle.
Exactly right. We don't back people. We're a nation of laws.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Stan Ellsworth with me. He is the star of American Ride. Incredible TV show on BYU TV. It's on hold now, but let's come back. We've got a lot more to talk about. I asked him about his speech at the Eagle Forum coming up. I'll tell you what he told me. Hang tight.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all going to have regrets. But talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk radio around the clock at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, tell your neighbor, donate liberally, lovingliberty.net. Stan Ellsworth with me, American Ride. We're talking about the Harley-Davidson riding American who believes, who believes in the values that make America and keep America great. Don't you love it, ladies and gentlemen? All right, so when I asked Stan right before we got on the radio, and I said, hey, Stan, you're going to speak at the Eagle Forum, right? And he said, yes. And I said, what are you going to talk about? And he said, I don't know. America, baby. And that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, they get a hold of me and say, hey, man, we need you here. And I said, I'll be there. If you call, I'm coming. You know, what do you want me to talk about? You want me to tell stories? What do you want? Just, no, we want you to you know, remind us of the value of the Republic. Remind us of who we are. Remind us of what we are. And so it's kind of a free-form experience. You know, and I hear you talking, so I feel safe, you know, letting y'all know I'm a good Christian boy, man. I mean, before I get up there, I ask the Lord what it is that people need to hear today. I'm not, you know, coming in saying I know, but I know who does know. So I try to tap into that. I'm not saying I'm gifted or blessed, but apparently the Lord cares. He cares deeply for this
I'm
nation.
Certainly not gifted, but I no doubt am blessed.
There you go.
Blessed by a loving wife and children and friends and family and Americans and the whole bit. It's a blessed country that we live in. And that's one thing that I want to make sure we don't lose sight of. And one of the things that I think is the most important right now, you know, people are down and out because of the COVID, because of the Capitol, whatever that went on over there, because the, you know, now the Democrats are in charge of everything. And I mean, a lot of people have lost their jobs. There's a lot of reasons people are discouraged and frustrated. And I think what we need to really do is tell the tale in such a way to put hope in your heart, Stan.
Should always be hope in your heart. You should wake up every morning. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, well, I know that when General Washington, you know, was facing off against the British there in that, you know, Christmas of 76, and he's thinking, holy cow, we've been driven from New York across New Jersey. I mean, back then, New Jersey still is a very beautiful state. The forest there is incredible. So if you ain't never been, don't think Newark is the whole of New Jersey. But, you know, there he sits on the other side of Delaware, and even in that dark time, Washington drew hope from the Almighty. And he knew that the attack he was about to effect, though perhaps small in the military magnitude, would be large in the magnitude of emotion for the American people. And it would instill hope. And we never give up on that. We never give up. Surrender is not in our creed. That's just not the way we think. Hope is eternal because the Lord is our God. He is a God of miracles. And he will yet shake out the Republic and make it the great thing it ought to be.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Stan Ellsworth with us. He's going to speak at the Utah Eagle Forum Convention, which is tomorrow all day long. Believe it or not, all the tickets are sold out, Stan.
I know. You got to get it on radio, on Facebook, brother.
That's one of the blessings of the pandemic. I'm not really, you know, trying to promote the pandemic, but I am saying, hey, with the virus that's really happened, it's done a lot of good for our ability to spread the word. You know, you may not be able to come to the Eagle Forum event in Utah live in person, but you can go on Facebook and watch it live. People are going to be having live streams of the event. People are going to be doing radio programs, promoting it, talking about it. And really, if you go to eagleforum.org, you can learn about the principles. I mean, this started with an incredible lady, Phyllis Schlafly. These are the stories that will give you courage, by the way. You know, and she's thinking, I got to promote mothers and women and motherhood and all these things. Momhood, what's that about? Wow.
Hey, anyway, man, you can have momhood.
But you look at this and you go, you know what? She was a hero, a constitutional attorney. If you want to know what you can aspire to in America, this is it, baby.
Yes, it is. You know, I've got to save some of my jokes for tomorrow, but golly. No, there's some really great people going to speak there tomorrow, and I'm humbled to be part of them. You know, I don't claim anything great to fame. I've got some experience, and I will be honored to be part of this. And Gail Ruzicka has always been good to me. She's a great lady. And she likes American Right, I guess. She saw some episodes, figured I knew a thing or two. And, hey, you know, if you want to find out more,
go to Amazon and buy my book. It's called Renegades and Rebels. It's about the American Revolution. It tells the truth of these guys. We'll touch on some of those stories tomorrow. I'm speaking around 11. But, you know, the Eagle Forum's an all-day sort of an affair. So tune us in, baby. Celebrate America.
Tell me about Renegades and Rebels. Because you know what? Renegades are heroes of mine. Steve Voss actually created a song called Renegades Are Heroes. And he talks about the chief renegade is Jesus Christ himself.
Well, you take renegades for the way you see it. And Christ taught a gospel in his day that even his own people didn't understand. You know, and he says to Pilate, my kingdom's not of this world. Now, I'm not talking about overthrowing the Roman government. I'm talking about people aspiring to a higher law and to be more than they think they can be. But when I wrote Renegades and Rebels, the idea was, I'd done a lot of things in my life, and one of them was teach high school. I was deeply disappointed in the way they were presenting, you know, the history of the United States. They're trying to rewrite it and recast the heroes of America as somehow villainous and, you know, backsliding with a hidden agenda. That was never the case. So I needed to write a book that told the truth. You know, when you talk to kids, and the only thing they know about George Washington is that he may have owned slaves. I said, holy cow, did you miss everything else, or did they not teach it to you? And the sad part is, in large measure, they don't teach it anymore. And so we needed to hear the truth. So I wrote Renegades and Rebels. And it's a series of vignettes. It's not 400 pages long of one big story. I guess they're all one big story, but they tie together, you know, in a different way. So there's like, you know, 38 different guys and gals were going to tell the story and the truth of what they did. And I do it kind of in the language that I normally talk in. So it's a little more homespun and maybe not radio friendly at some points, but, you know, it's the truth.
And it's designed to build faith. You mentioned that fear is not one of our republic's values, but faith certainly is.
Absolutely it is. And you have to remember where all the, you know, when people say, you know, we all know about the fog that came up on the East River, you know, and hid Washington's retreat from Brooklyn, from Long Island, back over to Manhattan. You know, and people forget that, you know, New York Harbor was so full of English ships, you could walk on their decks out to Staten Island. The greater miracle was nobody on those ships heard a thing while Washington's guys were boarding ship and crossing the East River. I mean, I guess the whole British Navy was sitting around with beans in their ears playing hearts. Just amazing. There's lots of miracles that happened during that war. Trenton is a miracle. Bunker Hill is a miracle. There's too many, and you don't realize what was happening there. Well, it really was an epic. Like John Adams said, these things that are happening, you know, are amazing. They are changing the times, and they did. And like Washington said at the end of it all, any man who can look at these proceedings, meaning the revolution, and not see the hand of providence is blind.
There you have it. The book has 9 chapters, right?
39.
39 chapters.
Well, yeah, because each one's maybe only like 14 to 20 pages long.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stan Ellsworth with me. We're talking about the American Ride, his TV show, his life. We're also talking about America, though. It's not about Stan. It's about believing in what makes America great, the principles that turn us to God, family, and country. He'll be speaking live at the Eagle Forum Utah event tomorrow. Available live on Facebook to the whole world. Stan Ellsworth in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is a time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Boeing Company has reached a settlement involving crashes with their 737 MAX aircraft. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The plane was first grounded March 11, 2019 by China, and the ban in that country continues to be in effect. The FAA in America put the ban in effect 2 days later. This is USA Radio News.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. Stan Ellsworth riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. Who's Stan? He's the Harley riding star of BYU TV's radio, or TV show American Ride. He'll be speaking tomorrow at the Utah Eagle Forum. It'll be in Utah, but it's a sold-out event tomorrow, January 9th. UtahEagleForum.org to learn more, but you can watch it on Facebook and you can get the speeches live. Stan will be one of the speakers speaking at 11. I said, what are you going to talk about? He said, America, baby. So he's going to tell stories from his life, from his experiences, and from his diligent study of and teaching to students regarding America. He's going to talk about his book a little bit, Renegades and Rebels by Stan Ellsworth, available everywhere. Amazon.com also has an interesting video. Watch Miracles. In God We Trust. Stan is a key presenter in that video, along with, who is it, Linnea Minor?
I believe that's right.
Yeah, Linnea Minor. So you got a teenage girl, and you got Harley riding Stan asking questions and telling the tale of America. Experts testify of the miracles that our founders had. And the point is, we can have those same miracles today if we believe and live worthy of them. In God We Trust is the video. Is God dead? Do miracles happen anymore is the question. America's college students have questions. Yeah, this nation was bought with blood, folks. And let's not throw it away is the point. Stan, as you put together that movie with Ken Cromar and Linnea Miner and others, how did it feel? Because there's one thing to say, let's get the technical parts right, but there's a feeling that happens, huh?
You know, yeah, the fun part is, yeah, to me, it's never in the filming. It's in the stories and in the people. It's when you talk to somebody whose life has been changed and who understands, you know, the miraculous relationship that an individual, you know, can have with the Lord, and who recognizes, you know, where all blessings really come from. And that is really, I don't want to say it's just cool, but it is invigorating. And it renews hope just to see that. When somebody realizes that, you know, when I turn to the source and I really open myself and say, you know, tell me what I got to do. And I remember the story of the man that, you know, when he heard about the gospel, he said, you know, Lord, tell me what I need to do. I'll give away all my sins to know thee. And in his sincerity, you know, he was blessed. And I love stories like that. And it's amazing today to hear stories that are very similar. That, you know, in our day, right now, when people are doubting, there are people that are filled with faith. That, you know, they don't need to hear the altar call. You know, they feel that so deep within them. And the windows of heaven open. And lives change. And that is miraculous to be part of and miraculous to understand.
It's something, so, yeah, it's something that if you teach it in history in a way that's just like, hey, you know what, the Treaty of Versailles happened on such and such a date, and then you know what, kids get bored with that kind of garbage. It's garbage in, garbage out kind of a discussion. And that's kind of how, sadly, I grew up in government school. It was like that. But when I start to read books like The Bulletproof George Washington, when I start reading about Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, and read a book about his life and who he was, when I start reading about, General John Glover, who head up the Marblehead Regiment, who saved the American Army over and over and over, when I start reading about the storms that God sent to protect the American patriots, when it was battling of the ships, if you will, in America, I begin to feel a feeling. I begin to say, wait a minute, this isn't boring. I'm fascinated. And it makes me want to be part of it, meaning patriotism and freedom, in my day, in my life, and say, what can I do to be a pioneer patriot? What can I do to tell the tale of liberty? Not only by speaking to others and sharing the word and indeed, but by living my life in such a way to qualify for the blessings God has in store for us. And as you guys go on this incredible Miracles movie, it's basically an American ride, if you will, Stan on his Harley, interviewing people across the country. People have really lost their faith to a great degree. People are struggling to know where to turn. And this, you know, Miracles movie provides the idea. Go ahead, Stan.
Let me talk about American Ride for a minute, because that too was just kind of, well, it's sort of funny the way it came about. See, I got into entertainment kind of at the sort of the tail end of my professional life. And, you know, I never wanted to be part of entertainment. I had a good friend that, he was a lifting buddy, and he came to me and said, I know you coached college football for a long time. I said, yeah, that's true. He said, look, I'm looking for a guy to be in one of my movies who can, you know, play the subtle levels of coaching. And I said, yeah, I'm not interested. Thanks, man. I don't want to. And then he said, here's what I'll pay you. That's different. So, you know, I ended up getting into the movies and all. And I quickly learned if you don't make work for yourself, you don't get work. I think that's pretty much true in everything. But I thought, what can I do that other people can't do? And, you know, I've known American history from the time I was little. because my mother was mad after American history. And I've been riding motorcycles since I was real little, too. So I put those two things together and came up with this concept of American Ride. I tried to market it to people, and, you know, there were some folks that just didn't get it. And they felt, well, you know, we don't want some kind of rough, you know, roadster teaching history. We want, you know, America clean and bright. Then other people just plain thought it was too overtly patriotic. Can you believe that statement? And then finally I put it in front of BYU, and they said, hey, yeah, we're kind of interested. Let's sit down and talk. And it only took 8 years, Sam. So it was an overnight success.
But, you know, they say that things that are worth it don't come easy or cheap, right?
Amen. That's the truth. So, you know, here we go with American Ride. And, you know, it kind of, well, here's a humorous story. Let me tell you this one. So we decided, you know, in December, yes, we're going to do this. Let's, you know, shoot our pilot out in Valley Forge. So go out to Valley Forge in February. And it's so stinking cold in Pennsylvania that it won't snow. And it's been such a blistering cold winter back there that most of the snow's been blown away. You know, it's just brown. Everything's brown. So we shoot Valley Forge, and we come back, and we put the pieces together. And then, you know, we send our pilot episode on up to Higher Higher. And, you know, if you know who BYU is, then you know Higher Higher lives in Salt Lake City. So Higher Higher watches it, not a dry eye in the place. They love it. We need to put this on our, you know, on our network, man. These stories need to be told. But it's Valley Forge. You got to have snow. To which I responded, I'm not in charge of snow, but I have a feeling you guys are close to the people that are. And so, and they, you know, they send us back out for season one. The only time we get to that part of Pennsylvania is end of September. It's a beautiful time of year, end of September in Pennsylvania. But when we pulled in, this is like 24th, 25th of September. It's 76 degrees. Just beautiful, beautiful end of summer there. We pull into Valley Forge. Temperature plummets to 28. It snows for the 2 days that we're filming. And when we leave, the snow just blows away. Made me think, maybe I didn't think of this show. Maybe there's a greater plan going on here. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. In God we trust. It's about miracles. All right? Miracles are serious. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com is where you can donate and get involved in helping make the film grow. They certainly need funding. But in addition to that, you can go to Amazon.com and watch that baby. It's a great movie with all kinds of experts telling the tale and the stories, their favorite stories of liberty, telling about the principles that made America great and what we need to hold on to, inspiring stories of confidence and hope and difficulty, but yet the sun shines through it all in a meaningful way. And the whole point is to share with college students and people who have lost their faith around the country, take courage, my brothers and sisters. Take hope. In God We Trust is alive and well. Even though you think it's tough times, it is. We live in perilous times. But God's in his heavens, as Stan put it, and he's spot on.
Be grateful for the challenge and that you've been measured worthy to be there.
Quick pause. Stan Ellsworth in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Yeah, I love the tunes of the late Steely Dan, or not Steely Dan. Wow. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Not Steely Dan at all. You know who this is, Stan?
I was trying to figure that out, Sam. Who is that?
Oh, man, he passed away. I'll give you a hint. He wrote The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, it was Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels, man, sir. There you have it.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a bar stool drinking like a dime fool. I love the CDB, man.
Anyway, that guy's got a lot of patriotic tunes, and he believed in America as well, and that's why we play his tunes, because he understood.
You never did think that we'd ever get together again, now, did you?
There you go.
He
understood in a redneck way, alike Stan and I.
That
America matters, folks. And you know what? Even a lot of the founding fathers were very hardcore businessmen, struggled for their livelihoods, many of them, been through tough times, been through wars, been through a lot of different things. But you know what? They retained that hope, and they had that feeling, too. And I think when you get that feeling, you know you're on the right track for doing what you're supposed to be doing, involved in the projects and the things that you're supposed to be involved in. And that's why the book, written by Stan Ellsworth, ladies and gentlemen, is called
Renegades and Rebels, baby.
Renegades and Rebels. It's available everywhere, folks.
Go get you some.
As you've written the book, as you've participated in American Ride, as you've participated in the movie In God We Trust about miracles, what's your favorite American story? What's your most inspiring American what story is your favorite?
You know, I'm going to tell you. I've been to a lot of places that are really touching and very moving. And it will fill your heart with pride. Will just bust you down and make you feel real humble. There's things that'll trouble you and make you weep for what happened there. But the best story, the best place I ever visited was the assembly hall, or the assembly room at Independence Hall. Normally they don't let people on the other side of the, I don't know what you call it, but it's a fence. You know, there's a balustrade there, and they only open it for certain people to go in and clean, you know, and they let me come in to, you know, to talk about what happened there. And they let our director of photography come in with the camera, you know, and they said, you got to wear white gloves. And I'm a larger human being. Their little white gloves look silly trying to fit over three of my fingers. So I promise not to touch anything. But they let us be on that side where the miracle of American government happened, where the incredible blessing of the Declaration of Independence occurred. And, you know, in a lot of times in my life, I felt the Spirit of the Lord.
You know, I felt him call me up out of the audience and say, it's time. You know, you got to testify. And I felt the Spirit of the Lord at weddings. I felt the Spirit of the Lord at the birth of my children. I felt the Spirit of the Lord at the passing of my parents. And I'm sorry, Sam, I get very emotional about this. But I have never felt the Spirit of the Lord as alive and present as I did that day in the assembly room at Independence Hall. And I know for a fact that the Lord lives and that the things that happened in that room are His mind and will. I'm not saying that the good brethren that were there got everything right, but the concepts of liberty and freedom and agency and commitment, those are of God. And the way it's laid out and the way that we're attempting to do it is pleasing to the Lord God Almighty. And the American nation is the work of the hands of providence. And that's what I learned.
Ladies and gentlemen, radio sometimes is best when Sam shuts up. There you go. It is sacred, ladies and gentlemen, this cause to which we're engaged, the sacred cause of liberty. And those who engage in it gain an understanding beyond their own understanding. They gain a feeling that lets them understand that they don't know it all. They don't know the whole picture, but they know God's in charge and they know He's relevant. He's alive and He is interested in our lives and He is interested in our freedom, our ability to choose Him. And when I study history and when I do this radio program, I get this feeling that, you know what, God is pleased with our efforts. No doubt they're redneck efforts and they're far from perfect. But He loves us nevertheless, and He understands our hearts and our desires and our attempts, and He makes them greater than they really are. He makes small things great. And my favorite story of the American Revolution is not a single story. It's built around people and their lives and their circumstances. Two of them are Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. You know, this guy was a cripple guy kind of a thing, and, you know, not very, you know, big and capable, man, he had a mastermind. And, man, he had a heart for the mission. And you study this guy and you go, man, I want to be like him. You read about General John Glover, who led the Marblehead Regiment, and you begin to understand that, hey, you hear a lot of Patriot stories, but you don't hear much about John and the Marblehead crew. These guys were seamen, fishermen. They were hardened and tough as all get out, man. When you go watch some of these modern-day reality fishing shows about how hardcore that is, and then you take away modern equipment and go, man, these guys were certainly at the behest of God in the sea for sure. But they got hardened and tough, and they were of firm mind and body. And whenever George Washington would about be annihilated, the British would begin to celebrate, and George would humble down in prayer and get up and say, let's go to work, gentlemen. And men like General John Glover would stand up and say, I don't know everything, General, but I'm telling you right now, I don't care that it's snowing and there's big old blocks of ice that'll crush our little boats and everything else. I'm telling you, man, you say the word, we'll get you across that water, buddy. And in the middle of the night, over and over and over, did they retreat to fight another day? Did they escape complete annihilation? And it was at the hands of the Marblehead Regiment that this happened. And then the assault that changed the game was an offensive. But it was led by General John Glover. They got to the river, and it was dark, and it was cold, and there was massive blocks of ice that would crush a man. And these guys, by moonlight, man, got it done. And they played their part, and you know what? They're one of some of the unsung heroes of the American Revolution. People like that are my heroes.
Cod-biting New England.
Say again, sir.
That they are the best of those cod-biting New Englanders.
No question. And so those are the stories that kind of inspire me. And then I say, what can I do in my day to be like them? And I'm not a hardcore fisherman. I'm just a nobody. But yet, if I can participate in my own little way, I don't care if I get any credit or not. John never did. He just did his part. In fact, most people don't even know John Glover's name today. But that makes it all the more heroic, Stan.
That's the truth. No, you know, it's a very good story. And also telling that the Marblehead regiments enlistments had all run out. They didn't have to be there. And they chose to be there during Trenton.
They answered the call. And that is what we must do in our day. And that's the point. If we're going to talk about America, we're going to talk about In God We Trust, and we're going to talk about miracles, then we also must talk about our efforts and our engagement, not in a I'm important way, but in a what can I do way. And it's about getting on your knees to God and saying, where do I fit in this picture? Hey, I'm not a Harley riding guy like Stan. Hopefully,
hey,
I can
ride a BMW. It's fine, but I'm sure you bought American made.
I'm the guy though that says, you know what? Find your place in this fight. Become a rebel and a renegade. Become absolutely engaged in the sacred cause. And I'm telling you, God will whisper to you how and where you should be involved. I'm just a radio guy.
You know, the more and more you do that, the less and less room you find in your heart for hatred and vitriol and bitterness and anger. And you just say, you know, I'd rather invite you guys to come in and work with us. Because I just, with all the good things that are happening, with all the stuff that I can change, where I can make a difference, I just frankly don't have the time, you know, to get in the pissing contest. I love y'all. I know you're in some ways, you know, we have a different point of view. And I hope that your perspective will change. Because, you know, we are one people, and we should be of one heart.
And if your perspective doesn't change, I still love you and pray for you, nevertheless.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a hard thing to do sometimes.
Well, you know, and even then with the comedic way Congress leads, you know, I must follow the voice of the people. I'm their leader. Hey, don't ever be afraid to stand out there. That's why I love Dan Crenshaw. You know, and there's a patriot. There's a patriot. He's
all right,
given much, and he's willing to give more.
We have a bright future, ladies and gentlemen, in America if we turn to God Almighty. He promises us biblically if we repent and turn to him, he will heal our land and protect us. What more could we want from a loving Heavenly Father, huh?
Stay in your... Can I leave you with what? Are you out of time?
I'm out of time. Give me a teaser for tomorrow's speech.
Hey, baby, we're going to talk about the foundations of the Republic. We're going to talk about what is eternal and what is lasting and how America is part of that eternal and lasting concept, and we can all hold on to that through the roughest times and the darkest clouds.
I testify the Savior will return, ladies and gentlemen. Will we be the group of people to meet him? I pray so. And that's how I want to live my life. That's what I want to do with my time. That's how I want to promote God, family, and my world. Stan Ellsworth speaking at the Eagle Forum Conference tomorrow. It's an all-day event. Utah Eagle Forum. It is on Facebook. It is sold out, so you can't physically attend. But the speeches will be on Facebook. Stan speaks at around 11 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow. And he'll be speaking about America. He'll be telling tales of liberty. He'll be educating and informing from a historical point of view. And best of all, he'll have his Harley riding language brought to the table to stand for the sacred cause, baby.
There you go. Sam, thank you very much for letting me be on the show today.
We'll do it again really soon, sir. Thank you for your time. Godspeed. And we're so grateful God has more work for you to do, sir.
Well, thanks. It's always better to be seen and heard than viewed.
Stan Ellsworth, everybody. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
There he goes. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much good going on in America, and you got to find it. You got to get involved in it. And if you live it and breathe it and hope it and eat it and, man, sleep it and dream it and get up and work it, and that, it's America, baby. I'm grateful to live in the freest country on the face of the earth, and I want to do everything within my power to make sure it remains that way. For Stan Ellsworth, Sam Bushman, the Loving Liberty Radio Network, and everybody else, we declare this nation shall endure. lovingliberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.